You've heard us talk about how AI can help you with content creation and all of the images on your website. Well, today we're using the podcast to introduce our brand new AI content helper.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and the podcast is a little bit late this week because we've been so hard at our latest tool, our AI content creator or content helper. And this is not something that I normally do, is tout our products here on the podcast. Normally, the podcast is all about generic best practices and stuff like that to use on your radio station website. But I just couldn't hold this back any longer. I had to show you this. And if you're listening to this podcast and not actually watching it, please check out our YouTube channel. Just do a search for Better Radio Websites or go to skyrocketradio.com and click on either this podcast post or just go to YouTube and search for Better Radio Websites. And while you're there, be sure that you like and to subscribe to this video. It does help the channel grow and all of this content. So without further ado, let's get into our new AI content creator plugin. Okay, so here we are in the content editor. And as you can see here, we have some new options here called AI Post Helper and AI Image Helper. And these are going to help you like crazy because we're not content creators at the radio station. Well, we are, and our jobs have kind of evolved into that. But it's not something that we just practice every day. We're on the radio. We're making commercials. We're out in the public writing. It was always a problem for me, and so it's. I'm sure it's a problem for you as well. If it's not, awesome. But some of us need some help, and that's where this comes in. So let's say that we had a boat show that comes to town. I don't know much about boat shows. I've only been to one. There's boats for sale, and you can whatever. So we've been tasked with writing an article about the upcoming boat show for a client or whatever like that. We have a flyer. It has the dates on it, who's, you know, what kind of vendors are going to be there. But that's about it. We don't know anything more about a boat show. And so that's where AI is going to come in. So we can come in here and say, write a news boat show this weekend and at the Coliseum. And hit generate. Now, if you're familiar with ChatGPT or any of the other AI content creators, you know that in what they're probably doing is they're spitting out they're writing it as you can see it happening. Well, this is what's happening in the background. It's not actually happening up here in this window. So it's happening in the background. All right. So it has this weekend, the Coliseum is ready to make waves. It prepares to host one of the annual boat show. Okay. And so this is not going to be perfect. This is a starting place for you to go in here and make changes. Do you have a quote from somebody? If not, take that out. All right. And for the younger attendees, do they have a kid zone? Look on my flyer. No, there's no kid zone, so we can take that out. All right. So, but most of the article, it is there. It's a whole lot more than what you started with a few seconds ago. And do I like this? Do I like this title up here? So let's click generate title, and we'll go through here, and it'll generate another title. Now, do be careful. Whenever the first article was written, it had a title as a part of it. So our software recognized that it has a title a part of it and made it the title automatically. And so we're changing the title just because we don't like that. Now, whenever it set the title, it changed the slug here, the permalink. So be sure that you go in here and you erase that, and then you hit OK to take advantage of the new title that you've chosen. All right, so now we have our post the way we like it, and we can come down here and generate an image for it. We don't have any pictures of boats. We have if you want to upload the poster that you've been given or the image or something like that, you can do that. It's got to be 800 by 500 if you're using our system, because that's just the best image sizing that we have found that works best on all devices and loads fast. All right, so we don't have an 800 by 500 image. So let's say boats on the ocean. All right, and then we'll hit generate image. And so what this will do is we'll take this right here and generate some images. Now, the more detail that you can go in on these prompts, either here or up here, that's going to be better. This one, that one's actually pretty good. You know, we may use that image later on in a different blog post because we just love the way the image looks. These probably not so much. No, that's an awesome picture, but probably not one for this one. So what we can do is we can save this to the library. And so the image has been saved to the library. And well, let's save this one to the library as well, because that's an awesome. And we don't really like any of these for the boat show. So let's click on generate images again. And then we'll come up with three different boats. And let this load here. Again, these are going to take a few seconds. These are pretty good. But really not what we're looking for. Let's, how about we do some sailboats. All right, this is pretty good. All right, this one right here. Let's say this one right here is good. So what we can do is we can assign the featured image as this image right here. And you see the featured image has been assigned. Now we can look closer at each of these images if you want to, just by clicking on them, and it gets a little bit larger. These images are actually 800 by 500 pixels, so you don't have to edit them whatsoever. So you just click in, come in here, have it write your copy, have it give you a title for it, and then generate an image for it. And all you have to do is hit publish. All right. So that has taken now about 4 minutes, and I was explaining along the way. Now, let's say I have a post that I've already written about this Saturday afternoon fire in New Hope. I don't like the way it's only 3 or 4 sentences. I don't like the way that I wrote it. So what I can do is to come up here and I could select the text. And I don't have to hit copy or anything like that. As long as that is selected up there, I can come down here to the AI post helper and say, rewrite this copy so that it's more interesting. Go into as much detail . It doesn't know anything about the Winston 1 fire station or the Victory fire departments, but let's see what it comes up with. Generate content. And it's another sentence better. Again, it doesn't have that much to go by. Or how about we do this? Come down here and then create a paragraph about fire safety outdoors. Generate content. All right, so there you go. So now we have this extra little bit of copy that we just generated just because, all right? And so for an image of that, we don't have an image from the actual fire that was there, but we do know that it was outside. It was a brush fire, all right? So brush fire. Fire along a roadway. Let's do no cars and no people. Well, again, it's AI now. It's not going to tell you, it's not going to do everything that you say. So you may have to generate a few images, because it didn't take no cars into consideration. It didn't take no people into consideration. So, and some of these images, they may, that's a little bit better. Maybe this could be it. All right. So we can assign that one to the featured image. Again, you'll have to play along with this content and always, always, always read the content that you're creating and look very carefully at the content that you are creating. Although this right here, there's nothing really, you can't really tell where this vehicle is from or who it is or anything like that, or even where it is. That's really good. But some things, you know, obviously, if you don't have any mountains around your area, you don't want to use anything like that or anything that, would look like this. So you do want to be careful in those situations. All right. So now let's say we can go ahead and publish this. Now, let's say I want to create a post from somewhere else. I've taken this right here. This is off of our demo site. Let's go back and we can create a new post. Paste this content in, select all, and then come down here, rewrite this content in a unique and creative way. Again, the longer the content is, the more it, the longer it's probably going to take. And we go through here and be sure that you reread everything. You may need to go in here and put your paragraphs back in the right places and stuff like that. But still, and it's rewritten and it's now plagiarism free. Now you can generate a title from this. All right, so there you go. And then for an image, you may want to say, so again, you can play around with these images to as much as you like. And again, these are not going to be lickety-split kind of responses getting back because they're generating it. And I mean, gosh, look how detailed these images are. I mean, it looks like it was taken from, you know, with an actual camera. So you can go in here and change these around if you want to. All right, a little bit better, and almost looks like a trash compactor. All right, so we can assign this one to the featured image, and then hit publish. All right, now if we look into the metadata of these featured images that have been saved now to our media library, if we go in here, we can actually see that teenagers at science fair. So the alt text and the title text have been placed in there, so you don't have to worry about adding that. We keep talking about SEO. All of this information right here helps with the SEO of all of your posts. So that information is already there. If we were to look in there and we were to look at some of these other ones, you see that brush fire along a roadway, you know, sailboats on the ocean, boats on the ocean. You see all of that metadata is in there. All right. So this is our new AI content helper. There's going to be two versions of this, a free version that will just have the post helper. It will help you create all of your news and blog posts. And then there is going to be a pro version that includes the AI image helper. So that is a huge upgrade when you notice that you don't have to buy stock images. You don't have to go looking for the images. It's all just right here at your fingertips. Again, all of this information and more can be found on our website at skyrocketradio.com. I surely can't wait to see what kind of content that you guys come up with using this this brand new tool. And if this tool looks great and you don't have us as your website provider, be sure that you reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com because this is going to be launching very, very soon, within a week or so. So by the time that you get this, it's more than likely either going to be out or it's going to be soon coming to skyrocketradio.com. Again, those two versions, the free version and the pro version, either one is going to help your website like crazy. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I hope you have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.